KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's partly cloudy and 18 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a high around 30. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Topping Western Iowa news, a man from Harrison County died and two people from Pottawatomie County were hurt Tuesday following a collision on Highway 30 in Harrison County. The Iowa State Patrol reports a 1999 Saturn SL driven by 28-year-old Cody J. Grandmont of Persia was traveling west on the highway at around 6:45 p.m. when, for reasons unknown, the car crossed the center line of the road into the eastbound lanes and collided head-on with a 1999 Buick Century. Following the crash, both vehicles came to rest on the traveled portion of Highway 30. Grandmont, who was not wearing a seatbelt, died from his injuries at a hospital in Missouri Valley. The driver of the Buick, 34-year-old Rebecca Eileen Smith, and her passenger, 31-year-old Austin Lee Tasek, both of Council Bluffs, were injured and transported by ambulance to Bergen Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Authorities say Smith was not wearing her seatbelt, but Tasek was. The extent of their injuries was not released, and the accident remains under investigation. The State Patrol was assisted at the scene by Missouri Valley and Logan Fire and Rescue in the Harrison County Sheriff's Office, Missouri Valley PD, and the Iowa DOT road crews. Red Oak police were called to the 200 block of North 2nd Street early this morning for a reported assault. Upon investigation, officers arrested 42-year-old Crystal Rush Stewart of Red Oak. Stewart was taken into custody at around 12:24 a.m. on a charge of simple assault. The woman was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 bond. The Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday morning accepted the resignation of the county attorney effective January 31st. Last Friday, Governor Kim Reynolds announced that she had appointed Michael Hooper as district judge for the 4th Judicial District, which covers Cass and 8 other counties in southwest Iowa. Hooper said that while he will still be in his office, he is not allowed to preside over any court proceedings.
The appointment that the governor made was effective last Friday. I took the oath yesterday, so I cannot at this point appear in court as county attorney, which it would make it easy if I could be county attorney and judge, make things much smoother.
We win every case,
but I cannot.
Hooper has employed the services of Audubon County Attorney Sarah Jennings to cover any court hearings that will arise between now and January 31st.
Shouldn't be many between now and the 1st of February.
Hooper said was appointed as a Cass County Attorney last year. He was appointed to succeed David Wiederstein last January and was unopposed during the primary and general elections. He had just begun his elected term this month. The supervisors then acted to move forward with the process of appointing a county attorney. The schedule includes accepting open applications from yesterday until January 25th. Applications may be submitted by mail or email, and the deadline, again, is January 25th at 4:30 p.m. The board will review the applications on January 28th and conduct interviews in an open meeting beginning at 9 a.m. on the 29th, and if necessary, extend the interview process to January 30th. All applications will be public record for review. The county attorney would be appointed then on February 1st. County Auditor Dale Sunderman explained how any interested attorneys who have passed the Iowa bar may apply.
Interested attorneys who are licensed to practice law in Iowa are encouraged to apply. A person appointed to the office of county attorney shall be a resident of Cass County at the time of appointment. Applications with resume will be accepted via email at auditor@cascoia.us or in person at the county auditor's office, Cass County Courthouse.
Iowa Code says a special election may be requested within 14 days of official notice of the intent to appoint being published, or within 14 days of the time an appointment is made. The petition must have no less than 582 signatures. In other business, the Board of Supervisors approved the appointment of Gary Ohms of Oneida as a Lincoln Township trustee in keeping with the gender balance, and they also approved a permit for the Dollar General store, which is under construction in rural Griswold, to sell cigarettes, tobacco, alternative nicotine, or vapor products. And members of the Griswold Community School District's Board of Education will hold a joint meeting this evening at 6:30 with the Lewis City Council. The purpose of the meeting in the Griswold Middle School High School Library is to hear proposals from individuals who have expressed an interest in purchasing the Lewis Elementary facility and to select a proposal to move forward in the sale process. A period of public input on the proposals will follow both of the presentations prior to discussion and a possible selection of one of those two proposals. In the funeral announcements, Lucille Alvarez Elvina Pettit Meisenheimer, age 86, of Winterset, died Sunday in Winterset. Funeral services for Lucille Meisenheimer will be today at 2 o'clock at the Stewart Friends Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home of Stewart has the arrangements. Terry Holste, age 76, of Kansas City, Missouri, died Friday. Graveside services for Terry Holste will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the Victoria Township Cemetery south of Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. Annetta Hammond, age 83, of Redfield, died Tuesday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Annetta Hammond will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Hilltop Bible Chapel in Redfield. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. Richard Lee Wolf, age 78, who's formerly of Exira, died January 4th in Texas. A Celebration of Life memorial service for Richard Lee Wolf will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. June Holiday, age 82, of Atlantic, died November 16th at the Cass County Hospital. A Celebration of Life memorial service for June Holiday will be April 13th at noon at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Dorothy Harris, age 94, of Atlantic and formerly of the Kansas, Wichita and Lawrence, Kansas areas, died Saturday at CCMH. A Celebration of Life service for Dorothy Harris will be held at a later date. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Harold Edward Whalert Sr., age 92, of Atlantic and formerly of Anita, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Harold Whalert are pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Eugene Pat Thompson, age 97, of Greenfield, died Saturday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Pat Thompson are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.